everyone. My name is Debbie, and I am an alcoholic. Our distribution states that our primary purpose is to carry the message to the alcoholic who still suffers. Valley Group honors this tradition by rigorously searching for the finest recovery seekers in the Western Hemisphere so that they can share their experience, strength, and hope with each... What's that? I have a typo in here. Each week, we recognize one of these seekers for their service in the Fellowship of Alcoholics Anonymous. It is now time to recognize Valley Group's Outstanding Speaker of the Week. The nominee for this category has a sobriety date of June 14, 2005. He has held service positions such as treasurer, secretary meetings in Visalia, as well as Texas. And, of course, he's a sponsor. I asked him what his favorite AA motto is, and he said they're all good. But so I asked him if he had to pick one. If somebody like me said, what is your favorite? He said, let go and let God. So, all day we've been waiting for this. May I have him look, please? Woo! I don't know. There you go. There you go. The winner of the Outstanding Speaker of the Week Award is Hector A. from Visalia. Let's give him a warm welcome.
Wow. Thanks, Bill. Good evening, everyone. My name is Hector Alvarado. I am an alcoholic. I haven't told my story in a long time, so this is going to be, I don't know, we're just going to see how it goes. Let's start off with something old, something new. All right. Something old. A bear and a rabbit are taking a crap in the forest. Okay? The bear looks down at the rabbit and says, hey, do you have any problem with crap sticking to your fur? The rabbit looks up at the bear and says, no. Can you hear me? Can you feel me now? So, the rabbit looks up at the bear and says, no. So the bear wipes his butt with the rabbit. Alcoholics Anonymous, right? Here we go. Alcoholic walks into a library, stumbles into a library drunk. Goes up to the librarian and says, I want a cheeseburger, some fries, and a Coke. The librarian's like, no, you're in the library. I want a cheeseburger, some fries, and a Coke. The librarian's like, no, you're in the library. I want a cheeseburger. Well, I am originally from born in Tulare, California, General Hospital, the old one, not the new one. Born and raised in Northside Visalia, not by choice, but through reality. This book right here was never introduced to me. It was actually it was a blessing. Where I come from, the only books we ever pick up are cases, you know. I'm a really great reader when I'm incarcerated because I have a bunch of time and nothing to do. So, but once I get out on the streets, I'm like, I'm gone. You know, life just gets busy. Today, I can tell you when I first listened, I listened to the book. Because I couldn't read it. So luckily for me, they had it on CD. And I got to hear it first before I got to read it. You know, because I was one of those smart guys, you know. I didn't think I was an alcoholic. I was sitting at Implement Fossil, second day, thinking to myself, you know, as soon as I get out of this recovery home, I'm going to go down to the local 7-Eleven and get myself a tall can, walk down to the north side, go to the Circle 7 and get myself a 40, and I'm going to get it going. You know, I didn't realize I was an alcoholic. I'm the typical alcoholic that it says here, I tried every way possibly, because I didn't know I was an alcoholic. It was just normal where I come from. It's normal. to drink, to do other issues all day, every day. Get your hustle on. You know, it was normal. I didn't know any difference. It was normal for me to, you know, when I would work, get that first paycheck, and then we would be drinking Coronas and smoking Marlboro Reds, and it was on, right? A couple days later, we're drinking King Cobras and smoking Waves or Broncos. It was the norm. You know, it was the norm to, you know, wake up in my mama's driveway. You know, she's banging on the window, and she's like, "Did you just get here?" I'm like, "Yeah, car's still on." It was normal. You know, the fear would get in me and be like, "Man, did I hit someone? Did something happen?" But the next night, I was doing the same thing over and over. You know, I mentioned that I thought it was normal to go get locked up. I mean, that's, you know, that's what people do where I come from. It's normal. You know, I really never ever completed anything in my life. You know, this award right here, this is awesome for me. You know, because, you know, if you gave me a case of beer, a bottle of liquor, I know I'm doing good. Or a bag of something else. You know, I know I'm doing good. This, you know, is amazing. You know, I wasn't quite sure what I was getting myself into, but just like my alcoholism, every time I drank, I didn't know what I was getting myself into. Ever. You know, I haven't told my story in a long time. You know, and I have a lot of other issues. But my biggest issue is me and my thinking. You know, I can sit here and tell you that, you know, the devil made me do it, the alcohol made me do it. Just as long as I put that label on that alcohol as Hector, and I named that devil Hector. You know, today, it took me 18 years to figure out that if I put it in my system, I have an allergic reaction. I didn't understand that. You know, where I come from, allergic reaction is like, "Man, drink some tequila, fix it. Rub some dirt on it, it's all right." So, allergic reaction, you know, I hear a lot in the meetings, you know, "I bust out in handcuffs and felonies." You know, and that, it took me 18 years to figure that out. And I'm a smart guy, at least I think so. You know, ask anyone. Now today, what I was like was, I was told most of my life as a young kid, I have a lot of potential, but I could never see it. I never felt it. You know, I was looking for love. You know, the type of love I was used to was physical, mental, and emotional abuse. That's the type of love I know. And that's the type of love I found in alcohol. Alcohol, man, was the cheddar on my cheese, just on my tacos and everything. Just, I love it. You know, once I, you know, I put it in my system, I'm like, I'm handsome. I'm real handsome. If you don't think so, let me put a couple of drinks in you. I'm strong. Real strong. So strong I fall down. You know, it did a lot of things for me. I mean, but it betrayed me at the end. You know, I still to this day, I can remember all the happy hour times and the food they serve at 7 different bars here in Visalia. I to this day. But it's hard for me to remember the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous. It's hard for me to remember my 3-year-old's his birthday. Because my forgetter works a lot better than my remember. Straight up. I need constant reminders because I forget. I forget the shithole I just crawled out of. I forget the blessing this program is for me. You know, I didn't want what you had. Because I look around this room and I'm like, it was kind of like when I first walked in. Well, I was asked to come in. And I looked around and I was like, man, where are all the Mexicans at? Don't recover. Don't. Hey, there we are. Me and you, girl. No one else, wrote, you know. Everyone wants to be in denial. So I was like, man, what are these Caucasians going to teach me? They don't know where I come from. Well, when I came in, my higher power was Judge Payton. Yes, yes, yes. I love that man today. That man has made miracles for me. That was my higher power when I came in. When I came in, you know, it says we were powerless over alcohol. I couldn't admit anything, even in court. Be like, yeah, do you admit guilty? No contest. No contest. Always. You know, I couldn't even admit it. Ever. You know, for me to admit we're powerless, I share this a lot about powerlessness. When I heard this, I was like, man, I ain't powerless. F you. I come from power. Power of numbers. Power of the money. Power of the game, the hustle. I come from power. And for me to say I'm powerless, no. It took a little time for me to realize that, you know what? It's okay to be powerless over that. You know, because I had to learn that it's what happens when I put it in me that I'm powerless, not before. I'll tell you a little bit about myself, where I ended up at, because it was my plan. It was my plan since I started drinking was I was going to end up at the Oval, homeless, living out of a backpack, busted and disgusted. And if you believe that, I got some more in my back pocket for you. I never wanted to end up there. You know, the decisions I made, the powerlessness part of my life was I would be down the street from my mama's house, digging through a dumpster, rather eat that crap than to go to my mom's house and be sober for a day and eat a nice warm meal from my mom. Those were my choices. Dumpster, mama's house, but mama's house had to be sober. I'd choose dumpster. Awesome. Yeah, right? Everybody say, yeah, right? Put me in, coach, I'm ready. That's what I want. Nah, but that's where I ended up. My mind would always tell me, yeah, Hector, I remember when it was like, yeah, we'll be partying, yeah, and it's all jazzy and everything. We're like, cool, cool, it's happening. But then the party's over and I keep going. Why was that? I couldn't figure that out. You know, today, I know why. Because I was empty inside. I was so scared. You know, today, I don't have to be that way. Today, I mean, this is the longest I've ever been clean and sober since I've been 11 years old. You know, I share this a lot with people because it says what you used to be like. What I used to be like was I was a piece of crap with eyes. That wasn't my plan. I kept saying, no, not this time. I kept saying, you know what? I'm going to do it different. You know, I don't bill, so now this time it's not going to happen. You know, this time I'm with the right crowd. It ain't going to happen this time. You know, this time I'm doing it inside out. You know, I'm only going to do a little bit. It always ended up bad for me. You know, it'd be real easy if I drank and bam, $1 million would just... Everybody be like, line them up! Right? But in this book it says, you know, if you can drink like a normal person, our hats are off to you. When I drink, I don't stop. And that's great for me today, because I don't start. I mean, I can rub it on my chest and stuff, take a bath in it, but once it gets in my system, Hector gets lost, quick and in a hurry. Fast. You know, it took me a long time to figure that out. You know, and it was scary to be sober. It is. Especially in a room with, you know, if we were all drinking, it'd be on. I'd be singing karaoke. And it's cool. Right now, I'm nervous as hell. Real nervous. You know, I was outside and someone was out there when my guys were recovering, and I was like, hey, man, you get where's your car at? Let's go. Because I'm a runner. I'm a marathon runner. You know, the only real relationship I've ever had that I was true to and I loved was my alcohol and my other issues. I never cheated on her. She was always first. That was my girl. You know. Today, I have a new life. Not by choice. I didn't want this. You know. I laughed at some of the guys and women that, you know, because I was in the same predicament. It'd be like, well, for me, it was life and death, and it still is. The decision. Recovery? Or go back out to the same. I hear a lot, oh, well, they gave me a drug program or prison. And I chose to come to program. Well, what were your choices? That just tells me you're not dumb. You know, because no one ever says, yeah, I want to be smelling my celly's ass for 23 and a half hours for a long period of time. No one ever says, yeah, put me in, coach. I'm the one. But I do when I take that first drink. You know, I have my sponsor share with me. He's like, you know what? If a train hits you, what's going to kill you? The first one, the engine, or the caboose? And I didn't get that. I was like, what are you talking about? You white. Nah. I don't understand that. What do you mean? If a train hits me, I'm going to move out of the way. You know, because I justify things. You know, you might not understand that. You know, I have reasoning. I ended up at the Oval. I was that type of person that when my mama had her stroke and she needed her son and she went out on the streets of Australia looking for her son to help her, and when she found me, I shoot her away like a dog. So mama go home, I'm too busy, I'm hustling, and I'm drinking. That's the type of person I was. Thanks to this gift that I didn't want, because everybody wants to be here, right? Everybody, we all plan. I mean, we all couldn't plan this. Say, hey, next year this time, we'll all meet at the, you know, the ice house, right? Ready for recovery? Yeah, I'll be ready. Nah, it's rare. It's rare. I came in with a 7-year joint suspension. You know, I'm a proud, proud graduate of drug court. You know, I've never completed anything besides cases of beers, kegs, and bottles of liquor. And I got to graduate drug court. That's big. That's big. Ooh, for me. You know, if you don't think so, try it. 18 months. Yeah, brother. That was my structure I needed, because I'm a wild dog. Left to my own devices and demise, I can mess up anything. Because A, I don't deserve it. 2, you don't know me. 3, I couldn't trust you. Let alone trust myself. Let alone love myself. That was the other gift I was given in A, was people loved me. Before I even loved myself. And I didn't have to buy you nothing. I didn't have to do anything for you. You know, love. And I didn't understand it. It was just like, I'm a watcher. I'll be like, there's something going on here. You know, because right here in recovery, I was like, what is it? Is it a pill? Is it some water? What is it? Hurry up, give me something. I want 2. You know, it was something different. A lot of people say, you know what? Oh, they brainwash you in here. Man, does my brain need a washing? Straight up. I mean, a scrubbing. bad. Even today, I'll be honest, rigorously honest, I still need help. You know, I got 18 years of loving that crap, day in and day out. You know, the powerlessness part of coming to, and knowing that all I had to do was get that in, just, and it was automatic. I was down. But until then, I was like, problems of the world. But as soon as I got, I'm handsome and I'm strong. And I'm on the road again. So, today, man, staying up here, that's a miracle for me. You know, I used to live right across the street right here, growing up as a kid. For me to be here today, you know, to be asked. And again, like I said, I didn't know what I was getting myself into. That's what I was like. You know, as a young boy, you know, I was a hustler. You know, remember riding my bike to the Buena Vista store, having a couple bucks because I hustled for my pops and my Nino. Get a couple bucks, go get some now and later, some blow pops for 10 cents. Take them to school, sell them for a quarter, 50 cents. Coming up, right? Right? 10 years old, coming up, hustling. Right? Lying to everybody. Nah, that's how much they are, homeboy. Come on. You know, just because they took the alcohol away, I was still those things. So I had to learn. And that's what good men and women in the program showed me, how to be a real man. Because I thought a real man was, you know, going out, putting it down on the street, you know, representing, you know, being called out and having to step up. You know, today, I don't have to do that. I actually have a choice. You know? That's what I was like. During this process, and again, mind you, I'm telling you from my heart, I wanted this. You know, when I was sitting up shackled and Judge Payne was, you know, offering me the program, and he was telling me I was going to have to wait, and I'm like, nah, just send me to prison and I'll get the help I need there. They got stab yards. Let's do this. He's like, well, I'm trying to help you. And everybody that I'm shackled up with is like, dude, he's going to let you go right now. And I'm like, the last place I need to be is on the streets. Because all I know how to do is raid, pillage, and murder. I don't want that. I'm sick and tired. After he goes, all right, well, I'm going to put you in a home. I'm like, well, how long is that going to be? It might take a week or might take a month. So you just go report to this. No. I told you, if you let me out, I'm gone. He's like, well, what do you propose to do? I'm like, well, hold me. You said it'll be a week or a month, right? He's like, okay. 4.5 months later. Be careful what you wish for or ask for. You just might get it. I waited at county 4.5 months for a bed to open up. And even then, like I say, even when I said I want help, second day at El Primer Paso, I have other issues. I don't have drinking issues. I forget the 5 DUIs I have just in this state. I wander a little bit. You know, I got a little over 30 public intoxications. I only remember about 17, 18 of them. You know. Totaled a few cars, you know, but none of those, I mean, for anybody else, that would be like Captain Obvious, you're an alcoholic. Me, it's like, duh, it's normal. Right? All my family does it. What's up? It's nothing different. I just graduated. And I was in a hurry. Like, okay, what's this going on? I don't think I have a problem with alcohol. I don't. Because I've got a problem with these other issues. Well, they made me do this cool little thing, and they said in the book, it's like, if you do the research on the research, you've already done. That means, look back at your life. Write down how it started. You know, I had 16 problems. So I go back to the first one. How did I get that? Well, it started out with me throwing back some cold ones, and I did some other stuff, and then I did a little bit more other stuff, and a little stuff, and I kept doing this, and, blah, and bam, all of a sudden found me. Started with this. Okay, let's go to the next one. It's coincidence. Coincidence. Again, how did it start? Came to, there you go, did over this, kept going, blah, bam, busted. And then everything that I wrote about, it started with my girl alcohol. Every time. Imagine that. So I figured out that, you know what? I'm an alcoholic. I belong. But I still want to be one of those people that can have a sixer, chill out, watch the game, hang out with my lady, and be cool. I could sit here, I could stand here at a little bit over 7 years, and I still wish I could be one of those people. But I know without a doubt that I'm not one of those people. So I discard that. I take it off the table. If you drink, because also this book says, right, if you can drink like a gentleman or a lady, I have her off to you. If you're one of those people, you are awesome. But if you are not, you're in the right place. So, today I'd like to tell you a little bit about how I am. You know, I told you that, you know, I had a problem with that powerlessness part. So I wasn't given a choice, which I like. Because in early recovery, you know, standing here a little over seven years, and I know there's some homes here, you know, what I wanted, because, you know, I heard this a lot in early recovery was, you know, find a sponsor that has what you want. And I'll share this. Well, I want to drink, I want to party, I want to have sex. Where's my sponsor? Anyone? I don't discriminate, male or female. Oh, we got some people thinking. Some people waking up. Those sponsors, they say, what? Sex, partying, and drink? What? Where's that guy at? No, I wasn't given a choice, which was good in my case. You know, I really didn't, you know, I thought you guys were going to teach me how to not go to jail. Because, I mean, you were all white. White people don't go to jail. Right? You know, again, thinking bad. No. You know. The first thing I heard when, you know, the only thing I heard in the first meeting that I went to was a chapter 5. And I took that, and I use that today. Because I was looking for any reason, to disqualify this so I can go back out. You know, it says, rarely have we seen a person fail who has slowly followed our path. It's like, what? Because in my alcoholic life, I never failed. I accomplished what I was looking for. I'd always overshoot the mark because, you know, I always wanted just a little bit and be cool. But I always went overboard. That how it works is what is my Pledge of Allegiance. It tells me, because I'm mentally and emotionally sick, among other things, I too can recover. You know, today, I can tell you that I can go anywhere and do anything. There's some people in these rooms that are like, oh, you can't go to a concert because they're going to be doing drugs, sex, and alcohol there. Not me. At least not all of those. still got some people thinking. Come on. This book also tells you you can go anywhere and do anything, but you have to have that strong foundation, which I was blessed to build. With that strong foundation, in the beginning I was building with sticks and straw and mud and pebbles and stuff, and you know, my first you know, storm came through and blew it all away. I was devastated. You know, because at 6 months being clean and sober, right, everybody should just trust me. Right? 6 months, I mean, that's a long time to be clean and sober, yo. Seriously, I was like, man, Mom, let me have the keys. Dad, let me have the keys to the house. How about 6 months, yo? I forgot all the thousands of times I spent in my family's face saying, you know what? I've changed. I found God. Amen. Hallelujah. Send me some money. A little love package. I've changed. I forgot how many times over and over and over I would tell them, no, not this time. I've changed. You know, I get to show that today because I did a lot of this. Today I show it, and I got to eat a lot of crow, which sucks. Sucks. Hell yeah, it sucks. But I get to do that today. You know, I get to stand here a little over 7 years and say that, you know what, the floodgates of trust have opened up today. Even though I wanted it at 6 months. Even though I wanted it at 1 month. Because I'm for real this time. My hope is that you don't have to go where I went. And that's why I'm up here. My hope is that you can figure out what you are. Because I can't stand here and be like, you're an alcoholic, you're not, you are. You have to figure that out on your own. And it'll tell you too, if you think you can, hit it. Check it out. And when you're ready, if you're one of us, some of us will be here. You know, and I tell anybody I talk to, this is the beauty of alcoholism. This is the part I love. I get pumped about it. Alcoholism does not discriminate. That's awesome. It'll kill us all the same. That's a beauty, because we can't say it's only the white or the brown or the purple or the green. For the rich or the poor. Nah, look around. That's right. We're all in the same boat. Yeah. Even me and you. This means the only brown people here. But here's the beauty, and I say this all the time. What's the best kind of beer? Thank you. Best kind of, yeah, free, baby, free. I don't care what kind it is, free. Free shop, free drink, whatever. And that's the recovery, it's free. What? Yeah, free. I love it. Some things had to be broken inside of me. The illusion, delusion. But I was this pimp Mac Daddy out there living in condemned homes. Ballin'. Not even paying rent. Sick illusion. But, well, today, I get, not only do I get to let people look at me and help me, because I don't walk around with a tape recorder or a mirror. So, I mean, I don't know what I do wrong. I don't. You know, my thinking's jacked up, so I need good people in my life that are going to be like, hey, Hector, you got a booger in your nose. Because that's a real friend, believe it or not. You got something grimy in there? You know, tell, hey, Hex, and I'm off. I need a partner to help me out. So that's what I got in the program. You know, the fellowship. You know, today, I'll tell you what I get to be today. And I was talking about that foundation, how with that foundation being solid, the stuff that I build on top of it now, you know, today I'm working with metal, brick, stone, better material. So when I got to walk through a divorce, right, I got to walk through a divorce. And my MO was like, you're going to break my heart? Check it out. I'll show you. Let's go to the press. What's up? Ladies night. I'll show you. That's my MO. I'll hit the streets. You know, I got to walk through that. You know, I was blessed with a beautiful baby boy. You know, what I was doing earlier is going through my phone and looking at all his pictures. Because I need a reminder of what I'm fighting for today. Because I keep evolving in this recovery. I keep growing. I don't sit here and I don't talk about all you gotta do is meetings and blah blah blah. You gotta build that foundation. True that. And I'm giving back. But I didn't get into recovery to be scared of life. I'm not gonna stop watching football because every dang commercial on there is about beer or pharmaceutical freaking drugs or food. And I love all three of them. I'm just not gonna do it. I'm here to be completely free. You know, but I had to do the work to be able to do it. Just like I built that tolerance, overtime, right? No one ever said, oh, you know what? Today I don't feel like doing it. Nah, I'm tired. Nah, you wouldn't have someone go get it for you. Right? Or you, for those of you that are really smart, you had it the night before, you stashed them. That was me. Okay, today, my foundation allows me to go anywhere and do anything. But my house has to be right. And that's what the steps are for. You know, the first one, I mean, like I said, that's the one I had to do 100%. And that's the one thing that I've heard people that have gone out and come back for 10, 15 years is like, man, I thought I had the power still. Not me. But you know what? I came to believe a power greater than myself. I told you when I walked in, what I believe when I walked in is not what I believe today. Just like when I first started drinking, I didn't stick with what I started drinking because when I started drinking, I was drinking Aquanet. You guys remember Aquanet when the girls had the big hair? Right? You could go to the fairways and get a can for 79 cents. I'm teaching you how to drink. Spray it on a piece of paper, ban everything that falls off is 100 grade alcohol. Okay? I've evolved since then. So that's where I started. Today in my recovery, I'm not like, got the recovery. No. Some days I'm like, you know what? I hope the ice house burns down with all y'all in it. Lock the doors. I got 5 gallons of gas. Let's do this. Yeah, some days I'm like that. But those are the days that for some reason my phone will ring, someone will show up and be like, hey, what are you doing? And I'm like, you really want to know? And they're like, yeah, I'm having a bad day. Those are those days. You know, today, you know, I make that decision every day. Every morning, I do 1, 2, and 3. I do. And I don't go on last year's recovery to be good today. Just like I didn't go, I mean, just because I drank last night, I wasn't like, okay, well, I'm good today because I really overdid it last night. Nah. I did today's work too. For me, that was the icing on the cake. So I don't know about you guys, but I drank and used to fall out or pass out. Because these movies would play in my head. When I'd be tired, dog ass tired, be like, oh, I'm going to bed. And then I'd go. Thinking about what could have been, what should have been, what I did, who I burned, what I'm going to have to do, on and on and on and on. Before let me put all my junk down. And mind you, I didn't put everything down. Even some of the things I put down, I go, here you go, God. I walk around the corner, come back and pick a couple up. Because I'm not done with it. But the exercise was putting some of them down. But I kept getting stronger. You know, we're entirely ready to have God remove defects of character. You know, I said, it's hard for me to admit. You know, I share with some people, I mean, you can call me at 2 o'clock in the morning, be like, hello? Were you asleep? No, man, I was doing a jigsaw puzzle. It's hard. I mean, 18 years of being able to lie, manipulate, you know, hustle, it just doesn't go away. I need hope for that. I need good people in my life. You know, that's where humbly asking him to remove our shortcomings. You know, 8, 9, 10, 11, I put those to the test. Because I'm one of those show me people. Oh, I got the strongest liquor. Show me, come on. I don't believe you. You know, people in recovery say, you know, these things work. Really? Show me, because you're all liars. Yeah. That's how I felt when I came in. Today I get to be a father. Today I'm proud to say that I have full custody of my son. You know, that wasn't my plan. My son hasn't seen me intoxicated yet. You want to learn about one of the biggest things that I've gotten in recovery is starts with an S. And don't be dirty. Feelings. It's nothing like a 3-year-old teaching me about feelings. First one that comes up all the time, anger. He falls, I'm like, why are you falling? Oh, come here. Oh. I've worked through that. Through recovery. Through people. You know, I don't know what kind of father I'm going to be. They say, you're going to be a great father. I'm like, how the hell do you know that? Because I see you. You ain't perfect. Nobody is. But it's about going in a good, orderly direction, which I am today. And today I'm a certified drug and alcohol counselor that can't find work right now. But but that too will come. You know, I'm also a certified firefighter. Yeah, my fat ass is a firefighter. You know, I get to do those things when I used to raid and pillage and kill and murder and just love that chaos. Just that, ooh, just chaos. You know, today I go rescue and save. Whoa. Wasn't my plan. My plan was to drink and do my other issues for as long as I could. And that's what's still waiting for me. You know, I went to the point of death, without a doubt, because I'm smart. And that's what's waiting for me, without a doubt. Because every time I would stop, or was asked to stop, when I started, I went right back to where I left off, like it was nothing. And so today I stand here, completely free. And I dare you to let us look at you. I dare you to let us love you. I dare you to let me show you how to be free, completely free. Free from bondage. And it's not all about, oh, we gotta go to meetings, you gotta have a sponsor, and oh man, what? You gotta build the foundation. You gotta have it. This was a slick and devious way to get me re-hooked up with my God of my understanding. Some of you don't want to hear about GLD. I didn't. But I was, a good friend of mine would always say, I was working for a lower power when I was out there. Today a higher power helps me. My name is Hector Alvarado. I give you my full name because AA gave me a full life of freedom. I learned how to cry in AA. I learned how to laugh. And most of all, I learned how to have fun and not to be afraid. Even though some days I am. But not all the time. So thank you for your time.